Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real Raw Relevant. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about a truth that lives inside of every single one of us that's often buried underneath doubt, fear, and a thousand to-do lists. That's right. It's your time to accomplish everything your heart desires. Let's get into it. There comes a moment in life when you finally realize that waiting is no longer an option. You've spent enough time doubting, delaying, and second-guessing yourself. You've carried dreams in your heart, visions in your mind, and desires in your soul. But for too long, they've stayed tucked away. Now is the moment to declare boldly, "It's my time." This episode is about fully stepping into the life you were destined and, you know, created to live. It's about realizing that the desires in your heart are not random. They are connected to your purpose and your destiny. They are the whispers of possibility calling you forward to take action. But possibility only becomes reality when you decide to act. Believe and you're persistent until you see it through. Now, this is what happens too often. Certain people let fear, comparison, and the weight of the world put a hold on them and hold them back. They tell themselves they aren't ready, they don't have enough, or they missed their chance. The truth is, you already have the capabilities. You have enough, and the time is not gone. Your time is right now. So today we're going to explore this more. You're going to discover how to silence the voices of doubt. So today, if you don't get anything from this podcast, I want you to take the message of how to silence the voices of doubt. Clarify what your heart truly desires and build the courage to pursue it with faith and determination. So you'll learn how to rise up after setback and setback and protect your vision from negativity and cultivate the discipline to keep moving forward. Even when your journey feels long, even when you're sick and tired, you know, this is the time to stop settling, to stop shrinking, and stop holding back. The life you dream of is not out of reach. It is waiting for you to claim it. All you have to do is decide that you will no longer stand on the sidelines of your own destiny. So your heart already knows what it's longing for. It's telling you that. Your soul already knows what it's capable of. And now is the time to just simply align your heart and your beliefs with bold actions and step into everything that you were meant to be. So it's not just a podcast episode. This is a reminder, a declaration, and a guide. So as you move forward, we're going to unpack how to accomplish everything, the tools that you need to get what your heart truly desires. Let's unpack this. So how many times have you told yourself one day I'll start that business. One day I'll write that book. One day I'll travel around the world. # living my best life. We live our lives with our most cherished dreams where they're perpetually on a distant horizon. But the raw and honest truth is that one day is actually a lie. The only day you have, the only moment that holds any power is right now. So this episode isn't about magical thinking or waiting for permission. It's about getting real and raw about the barriers that we've built, about the momentum shifts that happens when you declare, "It's my time." So we will explore the signs that you are ready. You're ready for that step. You're ready to, you know, get rid of the mental roadblocks that are holding you back, and also take some steps that can take you to the next step to get the desires that your heart desire and make them reality. So we are going to break down why now is the perfect time, discuss the mindset you need to have and adapt to share these different strategies. So it's to help you stop dreaming and start doing. So this is a conversation about courage, clarity, and what happens when you decide to believe and go after what you desire right now, not just having it as a fleeting thought, but really as a blueprint for your future. So let's unpack why now is the perfect time, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. If you're feeling a pull to do something great, a nagging sense that you're meant for more, that's your first sign right there. And here's why that feeling means it's your time. You've done the inner work. You've lived, you learned, and you've grown and evolved. You have that level of resilience and wisdom from past experiences to navigate challenges that, you know, they're not a burden to you. They're actually a foundation. So, and also what you bring to the table is very unique. There's no one like you. These are your ideas, your skills, your voice, and they are unique to you and they are unique to the world. So what you have to offer, it can't be replicated. It can't be duplicated by anyone else, no matter if they try to steal your thunder. So waiting for the perfect moment means denying the world of a gift that only you can give to the world. So the moment will never be perfect. There's never going to be the perfect right time. There will always be obstacles, not enough time, not enough money, not enough experience. The perfect time is a myth created by fear. The time is right now. It's all about getting out there. Don't try to be perfect. Just get out there. And there is a cause for you thinking that you have tomorrow, you have next year, you have next week. That cost is costing you the risk of not trying. That's what it's costing you. The regret of not trying is much heavier than carrying the disappointment of failing. Let me say that again for the people in the back. The weight that you're carrying, that regret of not trying, is far heavier weight to carry than the disappointment of failing. Living with the constant what if. What if? That is far more draining than giving it your all and just putting yourself out there and going for it. So what's stopping you from putting yourself out there and going for it? I'm going to give you one little nugget. This is a really great gem. You have mental roadblocks that are keeping you from taking action. You have that internal battle going on. Those are mental roadblocks that keep us all stuck. We've all been there. So let's unpack those lies and what it is. The first lie is, I'm not ready. We tell ourselves we need one more certification, one more course, a little more experience. But the truth is, we learn the most by doing, by putting our actions out there. You become ready by starting. So that's the biggest lie we've told ourselves is, I want to do this, but I'm just not ready. I don't have it all together. I'm just not ready. That, my friend, is a lie, a big lie. And there's also the comparison trap. We look at someone else who's already accomplished our goal and feel overwhelmed. We forget that they too started at the beginning. They too started with just a thought and a vision. They too had to get going and just put themselves out there to see where it could take them. They too had fears and doubts just like you. But the thing is, you don't want to compare yourself to others. You want to stay in your lane. Because here's the thing. Your journey is your own. So just because you're seeing someone, they're already at the finish line, they've already doing really great, they've already accomplished everything that you thought about, know that they were just like you. Anyone that's accomplished something, they all started at the very beginning. And they had the thoughts of, can I do this? am I going to be successful? And they had to do something, the same thing that you have to do, put your fear and your doubt aside and just go for it. And know that you don't have to compare yourself to anyone else, because your journey is so unique, and it's that alone. It's yours. Your journey is for you. And the biggest thing that cripples most people for taking advantage of things when it's their time is fear. Fear of failure. This is the big one. What if I try and it doesn't work out? What will people think? This fear paralyzes us. But failure isn't an ending. It's a course correction, a valuable lesson on the path to success. So no, we talk about this a lot on Real, Raw, and Relevant podcast. I'm not telling you guys to be failures, but I'm telling you that failure is a part of the process. Anyone that you see that's successful, they're doing their thing, they've mastered their craft, they're at the top of their game, they failed at something. They weren't at the top overnight. So know that failure is a part of the process. The only thing worse than failure is not trying. Let me say that again for the people in the back. The only thing worse than failure is not trying. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about it's your time, you want to do it, but you're scared. You're so scared. You're afraid of, what if you don't succeed? Well, what if you don't try? Ask yourself that question. And the last big nugget, we have this thinking of all or nothing. We believe we have to go all in, all at once. And this leads to burnout and giving up. You don't have to quit your job to start. You don't have to go all crazy. Stop that all or nothing. You can start with a single small step. A small step in faith where you're not rocking the boat. You're not changing your circumstances. So take those steps to make this your time. So it's all in your mindset. How do you move forward from dreaming to doing to making it a reality? The first thing you have to do is just define your heart's desires. Don't just say, I want to be happy. Ask yourself, what does my personal happiness look like? What specific things do I desire to accomplish? Write it down and be very specific. Don't have a vague dream, because that's too hard to pursue. Be very specific in what you want and what your heart desires. Listen to that inner compass and just take a single small step. This is the most crucial step. So what is something that you can do to get yourself closer to that goal? Think about that. Think about what you can do today, that action strategy to give you more clarity and just help you build that momentum. You know, whether it's sending that email, making that first phone call, writing that first paragraph, or doing some research so that you can get the clarity on what you need to accomplish all of the things of your desires of your heart. And you also have to build a really good support system. Know that you're not alone. You don't have to do this alone. Surround yourself with people who believe in your dreams, who will hold you accountable, and who will celebrate your progress. So embrace all of the journey. It's not going to be easy at times. Sometimes we have to just simply embrace the messiness. The journey that you desire, just so you know, it will not be perfect. There will be setbacks and detours, and you have to embrace them. They are not signs that you should stop. They are signs that you are on the path, and every journey has bumps in the road. So one of the things you want to do is, when it comes to your dreams, you have to make it a priority. You have to block out that time in your calendar for the things that you want to accomplish. You have to give yourself, build in that me time so that you can focus on those tasks. By focusing on your dreams and your goals and scheduling them in, you're making your dreams the priority. So that schedule block is just like if you were doing something for a work meeting, a doctor's appointment, to just make your dreams a non-negotiable priority. So make it a priority to block out some time daily. So this is one of the things that's going to be very instrumental in you turning your dreams into reality, making them happen. And when you do that, acknowledge your progress, no matter how small or big. Finish what you started. That's a win. Set those time blocks to focus on your dream, to build the confidence, and just keep you moving forward, because this is your time. Now is the time to shine. So the universe is not a vending machine, but it does respond to action. So know that there's so many great things that you can do to make it your time. Act now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. It's your time today to make it happen, to make all of your goals reality. It's nothing in your way. It's not that you're not ready. Those are excuses that you're telling yourself. The only way you're going to get out there is by doing, not by thinking. It's okay to have strategy. Strategy is good, but we also need some action to go with those strategies. So it can't be all talk and no action. They have to go together. You have to talk about it and be about it with that action. So it's a combination here. So be very specific and very intentional with your time. It's your time to shine. It's your time to do great things. It's your time to let go of fear, doubt, and delay. It is simply your time. Prepare your heart and your mind and know the difference between some shallow desires of what you want and what your soul truly desires deep down inside. And be honest, be authentic, be true to yourself. That's what we do here on Real, Raw, and Relevant. The only way you're going to get something and get results is if you're being authentic and you're being honest. No matter how you view it, good or bad, we just have to be honest with ourselves. And know that there's power in your belief. You have to have faith in order to achieve your goals that you desire. So you have to shift your mindset from can I to saying I will accomplish this. I will get started. And that build confidence in your own potential. So you have to break free from all of those limiting mindsets of I'll do it tomorrow, or I'm not good enough, the doubts, the comparisons. You have to get out of that cycle. And also make your vision so crystal clear that you can see it. Have a vision board for your goals and setting up those intentional plans, and just align your daily routines and actions with your life vision. They have to match up, and you have to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined, and that's the way you're going to get those actions. You know, even when you're frustrated, you're going to be able to keep going. And those small steps that you develop, those small habits that you create, they're going to give you big results in the future. So you have to build that momentum, be consistent, and most importantly, because it's your time and nothing is perfect, you have to be ready to rise above the setbacks. Learn from your failure, learn from rejections, learn from the delays, and just be resilient. Get back up, put yourself back out there, try again, and find strength in your struggles. Know that you're not the first person that tried it and struggled. We all struggle with things in life, but you have to make up your mind that it's your time. And no matter what comes your way, you're going to push through it. You're going to be resilient, and you are going to speak that positivity into your life, and you're going to protect your vision. You're going to guard your vision against negativity and distractions. And most importantly, you're going to choose your circle wisely and just create an environment that fuels the growth today. So it's all about your attitude, how you project that gratitude and abundance, and just living with the spirit of abundance instead of lack. And just attract more things in your life by being appreciative of what you already have, so that you can become who you were meant to be, because it is your time. It is your time. You have to simply believe it and go for it. Not tomorrow. You've walked the walk. You know, it's about believing in what your heart desires and that that is possible. And most importantly, the time is now to pursue it. Not tomorrow, not when things are perfect, not when every detail is figured out. Right now is the very first season of your life. The desires in your heart are not accidents. They were planted in you for a reason. They are the seeds of your destiny, and they are waiting for you to be courageous and act on them with faith and bring that level of action to bring them to life. And through the road, you know, it may not be easy, but every step of the way will take you towards your vision. It will help you build strength, wisdom, and resilience. Those are the foundation, and that's the vehicle to drive you to get every single thing your heart desires. You're going to get that through persistence. Persistence is the fuel that's going to fuel your fire. You discover that setbacks are not the end of the story, but use them to refine your moments and to prepare you for greater victories ahead. So you know that gratitude and faith, powered with an incredible belief and positive mind frame, that's the anchor that keeps you steady and keeps you moving forward. So now is the time to just apply these things and choose to stop shrinking, to stop waiting, to stop doubting, and choose to rise up each day with clarity, courage, and conviction. Choose to declare with boldness that this is my time. Today is the day. My time to grow. My time to rise. My time to accomplish everything my heart desires. This is my time to shine. Declare that. Declare that. Today is the day to shine bright like a diamond. Don't let fear get in your way. Don't let doubt get in your way. Today is the day. It's your time to get everything your heart desires. Nothing is perfect. If you're waiting for the perfect moment, if you're waiting for the perfect time, you will be waiting forever. So know that it's your time. It's your time right now, today. Let that sink in and let that manifest in your heart and in your mind. Today is your day. It's your time. It's your time right now to stop waiting for permission and to start giving it to yourself. The dreams in your heart are not there by accident. They are there for a reason, and you have the power to bring them to life. So what are you waiting for? What's one small step you will take today to accomplish your dreams? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey of self-empowerment here on Real Raw Relevant. Believe in yourself, take that leap, and remember, it's your time. It's your time to shine, baby. Until next time, I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.